Вариант 1.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены.
Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Never mind, I've just arrived myself. How was your day?
Tough, and I feel really hungry. Have you ordered anything yet?
Only a salad and a coffee. But you should get something more substantial.
I will. Just let me have a look. Okay, I'll have green salads and some chicken with potatoes and a dessert.
They serve very tasty toffee pudding. You should try it. Dialogue B.
I don't approve of this habit of yours.
Which one this time?
Eating while watching TV.
Why? What's wrong with it?
You can't control the amount of food you consume when you watch a film. You've already finished 2 bowls of popcorn and a chocolate bar.
And what? School was really hard and I need to relax. Dialogue C. It was a good idea to get out of the city. Look, the kids are happily flying their kite.
Yeah, and they've had a hearty meal. I don't remember them ever eating with such an appetite at home.
The sandwiches were really good. I like the baked potatoes very much too.
They were burnt a bit, but they were okay anyway.
Could you pass me an apple, please? It's a pity we have to be off soon. They promised light rain in the evening. Dialogue D.
Apple? Tomato juice or mineral water for you, sir?
Mineral water, without gas.
Here you are.
And there's something wrong with my seat. I can't put it in the upright position.
Just let me see. Press this button on your left.
Oh, thanks. Now it's fine. Will you be serving lunch soon?
Yes, in a few minutes. The cart with the lunch boxes is almost ready.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Never mind, I've just arrived myself. How was your day?
tough, and I feel really hungry. Have you ordered anything yet?
Only a salad and a coffee. But you should get something more substantial.
I will. Just let me have a look. Okay. I'll have green salads and some chicken with potatoes and a dessert.
They serve very tasty toffee pudding. You should try it. Dialogue B.
I don't approve of this habit of yours.
Which one this time?
Eating while watching TV.
Why? What's wrong with it?
You can't control the amount of food you consume when you watch a film. You've already finished 2 bowls of popcorn and a chocolate bar.
And what? School was really hard and I need to relax. Dialogue C. It was a good idea to get out of the city. Look, the kids are happily flying their kite.
Yeah, and they've had a hearty meal. I don't remember them ever eating with such an appetite at home.
The sandwiches were really good. I like the baked potatoes very much too.
They were burnt a bit, but they were okay anyway.
Could you pass me an apple, please? It's a pity we have to be off soon. They promised light rain in the evening. Dialogue D.
Apple, tomato juice or mineral water for you, sir?
Mineral water, without gas.
Here you are.
And there's something wrong with my seat. I can't put it in the upright position.
Just let me see. Press this button on your left.
Oh, thanks. Now it's fine. Will you be serving lunch soon?
Yes, in a few minutes. The cart with the lunch boxes is almost ready.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I know that lots of students don't like exams. They would prefer a school without tests and exams at all. But I don't think it's possible. Exams help us measure the progress we've made and help us to understand what we need to improve. Students usually need some motivation to learn, and exams are a very effective way to make them study. Speaker B.
I have already taken 2 exams. I learn English as a foreign language, and the end of my course in the language school, I had to take an exam. At first, I was afraid of it, but then I managed to concentrate on the task. I made a few mistakes, but my grade was okay anyway. Later, when I had to take an exam in my art course, I didn't worry about it at all, and everything went fine for that one too.
Speaker C. If you want to pass your exam successfully, you should remember a few points. The first one, revise all the material you've learnt, but not on the night before the exam. That night you should have a good sleep to be able to concentrate on your tasks. Second, have a walk before you get into the classroom. It'll help you feel more relaxed. Speaker D.
It was my first exam, and I felt frightened and uneasy. I'm quite good at mathematics, but there, in the exam room, I couldn't concentrate. The first task took me much more time than it was supposed to, and I simply didn't manage to complete the test on time. My grade was very low, I didn't get a pass, and I have to take it again in a month.
Speaker E. It'll sound absolutely crazy to most students, but I don't mind exams at all. More than that, taking exams makes me feel good. It's like doing sport for me. I have to make some effort to achieve the result, and if I manage, and in most cases I do, I feel very proud of myself. High grades motivate me to learn further. Low grades, if they happen, mark an area for improvement. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. I know that lots of students don't like exams. They would prefer a school without tests and exams at all. But I don't think it's possible. Exams help us measure the progress we've made and help us to understand what we need to improve. Students usually need some motivation to learn, and exams are a very effective way to make them study. Speaker B.
I have already taken two exams. I learn English as a foreign language, and the end of my course in the language school, I had to take an exam. At first, I was afraid of it, but then I managed to concentrate on the task. I made a few mistakes, but my grade was okay anyway. Later, when I had to take an exam in my art course, I didn't worry about it at all, and everything went fine for that one too.
Speaker C. If you want to pass your exam successfully, you should remember a few points. The first one, revise all the material you've learnt, but not on the night before the exam. That night you should have a good sleep to be able to concentrate on your tasks. Second, have a walk before you get into the classroom. It'll help you feel more relaxed. Speaker D.
It was my first exam, and I felt frightened and uneasy. I'm quite good at mathematics, but there, in the exam room, I couldn't concentrate. The first task took me much more time than it was supposed to, and I simply didn't manage to complete the test on time. My grade was very low, I didn't get a pass, and I have to take it again in a month.
Speaker E. It'll sound absolutely crazy to most students, but I don't mind exams at all. More than that, taking exams makes me feel good. It's like doing sport for me. I have to make some effort to achieve the result, and if I manage, and in most cases I do, I feel very proud of myself. High grades motivate me to learn further. Low grades, if they happen, mark an area for improvement. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Sam. I hope I'm not late.
Hi, Linda. You're on time. The play starts in half an hour, and it's only a 5-minute walk to the place.
What's the name of the play, by the way?
Not sure if I can remember it. It's something of a classic. I believe we've got it on our school reading list.
And who is starring in it?
It's an actor. A famous one, but I don't remember his name.
I see. You are definitely not a theatre lover.
No, it's going to be my first time in 5 years. I prefer movies or DVDs.
Yeah, we used to come to your place to watch films from your father's collection. And your mother treated us with her fantastic pancakes. It's such a pity that your family moved house. Now you live so far from our school. I hope you're not going to change schools.
No, it takes me much longer to get there now, but I don't want to go to another one. I'm used to my classmates. And who would help you with your maths homework?
Right. All that science stuff is so boring to me. I enjoy languages.
It's the only interest we share, isn't it? We both like French.
Yes, but I still hope to get you involved in a more active lifestyle too.
Do you mean sport? Oh no, I'm helpless at athletics and I can't swim. And I'd be better off drilling French verbs.
Oh, you're funny. And did your dog adapt quickly to your new place? My cat feels very restless when we have to put him in another place, when we go on holiday or something.
Oh, Bart is fine. Like all Labradors, he has no problems getting used to a new environment.
And your parrot?
It's a sad story. The parrot flew away a month before we moved house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope someone's adopted him and that he has a new home now as well.
I hope so too. Why don't you come and visit us one day to see our new flat? Say, next Saturday? My mum has this week off, so she'll definitely cook something special for Saturday.
I'd love to, but I can't. My aunt and cousin are coming from New York for the weekend.
I understand. Pity. I mean, that you aren't coming.
Some other time. I'm dying to try your mother's pancakes again.
Then it's not going to happen very soon. Mum is leaving for some science conference in Germany in a week, and then she's reading some biology lectures at a Paris university.
Wow! I can't understand how she manages to find time for everything.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Sam. I hope I'm not late.
Hi, Linda. You're on time. The play starts in half an hour and it's only a 5-minute walk to the place.
What's the name of the play, by the way?
Not sure if I can remember it. It's something of a classic. I believe we've got it on our school reading list.
And who is starring in it?
It's an actor, a famous one. But I don't remember his name.
I see. You are definitely not a theatre lover.
No, it's going to be my first time in 5 years. I prefer movies or DVDs.
Yeah, we used to come to your place to watch films from your father's collection. And your mother treated us with her fantastic pancakes. It's such a pity that your family moved house. Now you live so far from our school. I hope you're not going to change schools.
No. It takes me much longer to get there now, but I don't want to go to another one. I'm used to my classmates. And who would help you with your maths homework?
Right. All that science stuff is so boring to me. I enjoy languages.
It's the only interest we share, isn't it? We both like French.
Yes, but I still hope to get you involved in a more active lifestyle too.
Do you mean sport? Oh no, I'm helpless at athletics and I can't swim. And I'd be better off drilling French verbs.
Oh, you're funny. And did your dog adapt quickly to your new place? My cat feels very restless when we have to put him in another place, when we go on holiday or something.
Oh, Bart is fine. Like all Labradors, he has no problems getting used to a new environment.
And your parrot?
It's a sad story. The parrot flew away a month before we moved house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope someone's adopted him and that he has a new home now as well.
I hope so too. Why don't you come and visit us one day to see our new flat? Say, next Saturday? My mum has this week off, so she'll definitely cook something special for Saturday.
I'd love to, but I can't. My aunt and cousin are coming from New York for the weekend.
I understand. Pity. I mean, that you aren't coming.
Some other time. I'm dying to try your mother's pancakes again.
And it's not going to happen very soon. Mum is leaving for some science conference in Germany in a week. And then she's reading some biology lectures at a Paris university.
Wow! I can't understand how she manages to find time for everything.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.